Want to get to my next item now, though, because the Irish Dental Association are having their annual conference starting today in the Great Southern Hotel in Killarney. Their CEO is Fintan Horahan. I spoke to him and first of all asked him about the issues they're highlighting, including the fact that 100,000 children went without dental screening in this country last year.
Yes, Gerry, we're looking forward to the meeting. It takes place actually in the Great Southern Hotel, and we are expecting well over 300 dentists and dental staff members. A lot of discussions on the many, I suppose, improvements in dental care, but also we're mindful of the problems. And one of them clearly is a shortage of dentists. I was checking before I came on, and you'll be familiar with the HSE provides a school screening service, and unfortunately, because there aren't enough dentists for Kerry, whereas there are over 6,000 children in second, fourth and sixth class, barely 40% of them, or 2,500 of them, were seen for their dental appointments last year. And what that tells us is we have a real shortage of dentists in the public service, in the HSE. Kerry is particularly badly affected. And I know from speaking to you previously, we said that there were real difficulties in adults getting to see dentists, holding medical card contracts. So we have some real problems in dentistry. We will be appearing before an Oireachtas Health Committee again next week. And we will be saying that, for example, the promised dental school in Cork has to be built. There was a commitment to build a new school to allow more dentists to be trained here in Ireland. We need to see changes in the work permit rules, because we're becoming increasingly reliant on dentists coming to work in Ireland from overseas. And clearly we need to see improvements in state-funded dentistry, whether for children or for adults.
And with that in mind, 100,000 children denied that screening in relation to the lack of dentists available to do the work effectively. 208,000 children were being eligible for the scheme last year. Only 104,000 were assessed by a public dentist. You're saying 75 extra whole-time equivalent dentists needed by the HSE to bring us back to the levels of, let's say, 15 years ago in terms of staffing. And that lack of screening, does that have further implications down the line for demand for dentistry services then?
Well, it has some very obvious consequences. So where many children are only being seen, for example, in sixth class, that's way too late to, I suppose, prevent some problems which will require remedial treatment. Clearly, it means that the opportunity has been lost to sit down with children and their parents at an earlier stage to educate them and to steer them away from, I suppose, some of the problems that might manifest themselves. And we all know that it's far more expensive. In fact, it's 7 or 8 times more expensive to provide remedial treatment where you might be extracting teeth, when, for a good deal less money, you might actually get in early and help children to save their teeth, and obviously to spare them some of the more challenging, I suppose, dental experiences they're going to have if they're presenting to dentists at a later age, when maybe it's an emergency pain relief that they're having to ask for help. So, you know, there are many human reasons, but there are clearly financial reasons why it's important to have a preventative approach to dentistry, to enable children to meet the dentist on friendly terms at an early age, to educate children and to prevent, you know, deterioration in their oral health, which, you know, might have lifelong impact in terms of, well, every aspect of their lives, from having a nice healthy smile to having good foundations in terms of preventing decay. So look, it's one of those services where money spent on prevention saves a multiple in terms of what would otherwise be spent on emergency remedial treatment.
A quarter of a reduction in the public dentist available between 2006 and 2022. There's reasons for that, obviously, but what's needed to be done to fix it?
Well, I suppose the first thing is that we have to see the uncertainty over the future of the service ended, because the current minister is talking about moving care into private practice where there's no capacity. You know, over the last decade, we've seen massive increases in the numbers of doctors, nurses, other health professions, and administrative staff in the HSE, like, you know, over 50% increase in junior doctors, similar number of greater numbers of consultants. And of course, that's welcome and badly needed. But whereas every other area there seems to be an increase, there's a notable 23% decrease in dentistry. And you can only conclude that that means that somebody somewhere has decided dentistry is not important. And we clearly disagree with that. And what we're saying is that the HSE and the minister need to come out and say it is important that the service, which is one which has great trust by parents and children, is one which needs to be rebuilt. Because you can only conclude that where every other aspect of the health service is being built up and greater numbers are being employed, that the one area and the one service where the numbers are actually going in the opposite direction is an area where people clearly have decided is not worthy of greater investment. And we struggle with that. And we think parents and families cannot comprehend it when many of us were used to growing up with the school dental service and, you know, expect the same should be provided to children attending primary school in today.
Yeah. Just here in Kerry, and like some other areas, is that the reduction of dentists from the scheme whereby Medicare patients would get certain basic services for free. Where are you with that in terms of talks with the government? And is it an issue to do with contracts still, or the amount of money paid to dentists to take on? And capacity, I understand, comes into it as well.
Well, look, a number of years ago, the current minister said he was going to instruct his officials to talk to us as a matter of urgency. There still haven't been any discussions. He did increase the fees, and he had a belief that that was the cause of the problem. It is not the cause of the problem, because we are way down in number of patients seen. Last year was barely two-thirds of what it was 10 years ago. And, you know, what's needed is an entirely different type of scheme. The only way that care for medical care patients will improve is by an entirely new approach. We have suggested an interim emergency scheme whereby care will be provided in the evenings and at weekends in HSE clinics. We've got no response to that. So we're at a loss. Clearly, a signal has to come from this government to direct the HSE to look at an interim solution. But clearly, in the first instance, the minister himself has to direct his officials to come and meet us instead of constantly promising that something is going to happen. We need to see actual action, and we need to see discussions on an entirely new scheme, because, you know, the problem is getting worse. It's not going to get better. What's needed is a new scheme.
Is that likely to happen in the lifetime of this government? 10 months at most to go? Are you going to be dealing with a new Minister for Health before this gets sorted out, finally?
Well, it's impossible to predict, Gerry. I mean, we've had constant promises. We do know there's a general election coming closer, and that's going to probably increase the likelihood that there will be interventions in a number of areas. But really, we're long past guessing as to when the issue will be properly addressed and when the minister will instruct that talks will begin with us. Really, it's a question for Minister Donnelly to answer.
Just finally, on the wider question of recruitment and retention, is the answer to train more dentists? Is it similar to the situation with GPs or doctors being trained? A number of Western European countries are having the same problem of not enough places, and they're trying to scale up to meet an increased population, which we have here in Ireland particularly.
Well, we undoubtedly need more dentists because the population is increasing. There is some scope for improving, skills and competencies of nurses and hygienists, but ultimately we do need more dentists. So we have a new dental school opening in the College of Surgeons in September this year, which is very welcome. We hope school will open in Cork. Clearly that will take time. But in the meantime, we also need to see how we can make it easier for qualified dentists from outside Ireland, and that's where our main source of new dentists is currently, that it's made easier for them to come and work in Ireland, because as in all areas of the health service, we owe a huge debt to dentists, doctors, nurses and others who come to work in Ireland from overseas and play a huge role in our community. So it's a multifaceted solution, but yes, undoubtedly, we want to see a new dental school built in Cork. We want to see changes in work permits, which allow people come in from overseas. And again, these are things that government can decide to prioritise if the will is there.
Okay, Fintan Willison, look, good luck with the conference over the next 2 days, and thanks very much for taking time to talk to us in the programme.
Thank you, Gerry.